This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Women make up half the world, but men still dominate in the business world, particularly when it comes to executive positions. While women certainly have made progress, one factor in their efforts may be unexpected: the daughters of executives. We explain in this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Fisher Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, this look at daughters and executives includes a little personal research. What did you do?
You know, I've always had this theory that CEOs or decision makers at businesses are impacted by their family makeup. Specifically, that a man who is a CEO is more likely to hire women into C-suite roles. You know, part of that stems from my dad, who had three daughters, and the efforts that he made to make sure that women were well represented at his business. And I wanted to see if that was the case in Birmingham. So I looked for studies, and I couldn't find anything that addressed hiring choices. So I created a survey, and I sent it to several hundred local CEOs. And I asked if they had daughters, and if they did, do they have women in their C-suite? And do they have programs in place to mentor promising women colleagues to climb that ladder? I found that 75% of the male CEOs with daughters had women in decision-making roles working, you know, alongside them. So at least my theory is close.
Well, there is research that does show a correlation between having daughters and the decisions that executives make.
Right. So when I was searching for a survey to match my theory, I did find one that was a little different than hiring practices, but it had the similar idea. It looked at how male CEOs operated their businesses, you know, whether they had flexible work hours or paternal leave for dads when their wives give birth. And it did find that CEOs with daughters had better corporate social responsibility scores. In other words, they made better bosses than those with sons or no kids at all. It even found a drop in those social programs when companies switched from a CEO with daughter to those without.
Well, for those who are working to see more women in executive positions, what do we take from this?
Well, we have to remind CEOs that women provide a diverse perspective that could help them grow their bottom line. Women make 80% of the household decisions, so it's probably a good idea to have them in your boardroom. There's also this mentality to get male CEOs to hire more women into big roles that they need to be allies with women. They need to work hand in hand with us to improve those numbers of women in leadership roles, especially in Birmingham.
Well, it's been a long time since Birmingham has been dominated by the steel industry. Instead, the region rests more on medicine, research, and education. But an analysis by the Birmingham Business Journal's parent company finds those heavy industry roots still echo today. Cindy, explain what you found.
You know, healthcare was so prominent in our results of top paid jobs and most available jobs that we actually had to separate it out to rank other industries at all. But even when you take out healthcare, there were a few areas where manufacturing topped the lists. One was as an occupation that is adding jobs in Birmingham, that is growing pay, and it compared very high in other areas when matched up with the national average.
So what does this mean for manufacturing around Birmingham?
Well, there's still this perception that manufacturing is waning in Birmingham, and in some respects, it is falling back. So it's not the largest industry that we have here, and some plants have been scaling back and operating leaner. But the jobs that are available at these plants are going to pay very well, better than the jobs that were cut, because they will require more education and training to deal with this new technology that they're all using. So those workers will be able to buy more expensive homes, have cash on hand to spend on retail and other factors that drives a healthy economy.
Well, finally, after seeing fewer foreclosures in their balance sheets, Birmingham banks saw an increase in the second quarter in the amount of real estate they owned. Why did we see this jump?
Well, our banking reporter was looking at FDIC numbers, and he saw this notable 5.4% increase in other real estate-owned properties, or OREO is what they call it, in the second quarter of 2015 compared to the first quarter. It was actually a $20 million jump. So we asked banks with the most on their books, like Regions, you know, why did this go up when it's really been on this steady decline for many quarters? And they found out that they that regions specifically had a bunch of undeveloped land that they were going to use to build branches, and now they've decided they're not going to need that anymore and they're going to sell it. So it landed in the OREO stack.
Well, what does this mean for the health of banks?
Well, the good news is that's one blip, and there are no other signs of trouble in foreclosures or in other categories. It is a sign, though, that the need for branches is on the skids, which means, don't look for a new branch near you.
Cindy Fisher Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.